You are listening to the IoT for All Media Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the IoT for All podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Chacone, and today's guest is Felix Tseng, the CTO of McKenzie Health, where he is responsible for all the information technology, infrastructure applications, and integration work for McKenzie Health. And he also led the design and implementation of all of the IT and smart technology featured in Canada's first smart hospital. So, we're going to talk a lot about smart hospitals today. We're going to talk about RTLS, IoT in the hospital and medical setting just in general, as well as what does the future look like for IoT, RTLS, and other technologies in the healthcare space. Before we do that, if any of you out there are looking to enter the fast-growing and profitable IoT market but don't know where to start, check out our sponsor, Leverage. Leverage's IoT solutions development platform provides everything you need to create turnkey IoT products that you can white label and resell under your own brand. To learn more, go to iotchangeseverything.com. That's iotchangeseverything.com. And without further ado, please enjoy this episode of the IoT for All podcast. Welcome, Felix, to the IoT for All podcast. Thanks for being here this week.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's
great. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm very excited about this conversation. I'd love it if you could start off by just giving a quick introduction to our audience, talk a little bit more about your background, experience, you know, anything you think they'd find relevant and exciting to kind of hear about.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Felix Tseng. I'm the CTO for McKenzie Health. McKenzie Health is a two-hospital health network just north of Toronto in Ontario, Canada. And recently, we opened a new Kulluch Vuong Hospital, which is the first smart hospital in Canada. So my role is to manage the IT infrastructure applications and also system integrations for the new hospital and also for our existing facility.
Fantastic. That kind of actually answers one of my next questions, which was talking about being a CTO in the healthcare space. But I'd love it if you could just give a little more background on the company itself and kind of, you know, just anything you think would be relevant for our audience to learn a little bit more about the organization.
Yeah, absolutely. So McKenzie Health is a regional healthcare provider for the southwest of York region, which is about 30 minutes north of Toronto. And we have two hospitals. And recently, we opened a new hospital, which has about 350 beds and also has a capacity to expand it to 550 beds in the future. And just recently, I think it was in June 2021, we opened a new hospital and with full integrated smart systems inside of the facility to be able to provide better services for our patients and also provide better experiences for our clinicians and physicians.
That's awesome. I love it if you, so I want to get into talking more about the hospitals that you all have, the implementation of IoT, kind of why you got into that. But I want to see if you could start off by just telling our audience in your own words, what exactly is a smart hospital?
It's a very good question. So we look at the smart hospital is to start with a problem statement, how the technology can solve some of the operational challenges and how we can use the technology to provide better services for our patients. How can we use technology to make our clinicians' life a little bit easier?
Okay.
And so everything started with that problem statement. And it's about 10 years ago, once we started the planning for the new hospital, we look at it, how a future hospital could deliver a like a safe, efficient, and also high quality patient care. Sure. With the use of technology. And many of the new and emerging technology that has been widely used in different industries and also in our personal life. For example, we use iPhones, use mobile devices all the time, but at the time, the healthcare is a little bit behind. Mm-hmm. And so we decided to enable, adopt, and also integrate them into a hospital setting. So with the overall goal to improve the experience of care and for both our patients and also for our staff.
So what is it about IoT technologies that have really made it fit so well in a hospital setting? And also, what are IoT technologies enabling within hospitals now? And what are they kind of basically enabling them to do that they weren't able to do in the past?
Yeah, a good question. So, for example, the IoT, we can go look into the RTLS And we often refer it to a kind of indoor GPS system. Sure. It has all the sensors within the facility to be able to provide the locating services for our, for example, asset management. We know where the beds are and where the IV pumps are, and also be able to provide locating services for our patients and for our staff. And if you look into that, and it can drive a lot of workflows and be able to provide a safer and more efficient environment for the patients and the clinicians.
Gotcha.
And I gave you a very simple example. We have the RTOS system has a security solutions attached with it. And at any location, if the staff has an emergency, they can press a button on their badge and it will send alert to nearby nurses on their handheld device. Okay. So this is how it works in our facility.
That's fantastic. So you mentioned a second ago when you all kind of ventured down this path, you started with a problem statement. Can you kind of expand on that and talk to us a little bit more about the process you went through to build the first smart hospital for the country, kind of, you know, what the problem statement was that you all were focused on, and then how you went through the process of figuring out which problems needed to be solved, how you're going to solve them, what companies you're going to work with, what technology you're going to use, in as simplest terms as possible. You don't need to go obviously into crazy detail, but just kind of walk me through that process and what that was like for you all to get to where you kind of are now.
Yeah, absolutely. So as we started the planning of the new facility, we started looking into different systems, and RTOS was, for example, one of them. I just use that as an example.
Right.
And in order to make an informed decision, we looked into the system and we started the piloting of them in our existing facility.
Okay.
At a much smaller scale.
Sure.
And we put the system in one of our inpatient unit, and we look into different workflows, and we were able to use the solution in a real patient care environment to validate its capability and also to get feedback from the front lines, which were crucial to the success of the much larger scale deployment at the new hospital. So for example, at the time, we were able to trigger alerts from the system, but we figured out, the alerts was popped only on the computers.
Okay.
But if the nurse is not beside the computer, and we won't be able to receive those alerts. So that's why we added a mobile notification solution onto that within our new facility to solve that problem.
Gotcha. And when you're kind of going down this path as an organization, you know, the management team is deciding what you want to implement, how you want to deploy it, what kind of ROI are you looking for in these kinds of situations? Because, you know, in a lot of other industries, ROI is driven around revenue, you know, kind of being able to justify it from a cost perspective. Is it the same in a hospital setting, or are there other things like patient satisfaction, you know, the operational improvements that you have for staff? Like, are there other ROIs that you're kind of looking for when you're deciding which types of use cases, in a sense, or solutions to deploy within the hospital itself?
Yeah, well, healthcare is a little bit different, and because the revenue is not the key indicator for healthcare. Obviously, we are be mindful with our cost and be efficient and effective. But for example, the patient's safety and the patient's experience, the outcome of the care, and also, for example, the length of stay and readmission rate, all kinds of different indicators are more important in many times. And so those are the things we were looking into, to how to improve the overall experience of care. It's not only driven by revenue or driven by, you know, the utilization, those kind of dollar-related data.
Sure. Out of curiosity, if, you know, as a lot of our listeners are probably more on the, you know, they've been a patient at a hospital, they've been a visitor at a hospital, probably not as many of them have worked in hospitals, what kind of things would they witness in a smart hospital that you maybe could tie this to? Maybe any potential use cases or applications of the technology that you deployed that directly connect to the experience of a potential patient or visitor?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you, as an outpatient, for example, if they walk into our facility, the traditional registration is done by a desk, like with a person, registration, a nurse or a clerk. And within our new hospital, we have kiosks, like we would check in like in the airport.
Right.
So it will be done through the kiosk, and then it's boom, it's completed, self-service. And if the patient is in our inpatient room, we have a iPad, a bedside iPad, which is kind of a central hub to provide the patient with the experience. For example, they can order meals through the iPad, they can watch TVs, and they can even broadcast some of the religion services that's been happening in the hospital. So inpatient, they can watch those live. And they will be able to access to their medication, if the education data based on their condition. So for example, the patient, if the patient's going to have a procedure tomorrow, and all the preparation and checklist will be presented on that iPad. So patient can do their self-study or to receive those information. And also with some recovery instructions, it would be pushed onto the iPad based on their condition. And furthermore, the patient will be able to control their room lights, temperature, blinds through that iPad. It's kind of a single point of device, which they can use to control their stay.
So basically a hub for everything they need to interact with while they're there.
Exactly.
And how did you all gauge the success when you're doing the pilots? And so out of curiosity, basically, when you know you were running these on a smaller scale, were you just speaking with patients when they would leave, if, you know, asking how they enjoyed these new kind of benefits and features of the hospital? Or how were you kind of assessing which how these were being received and the success of each of these?
For example, with that, just to use the example we just mentioned about the iPad solution we put in front of the patient. With our old facility, we have an older generation of the similar solution, but which has much less features available. And we were able to put the new solution pilot with one of the unit, and we are collecting those feedbacks from the patient so we can do a comparison in between those two solutions. So overwhelmingly, we received a lot of good feedbacks from the new solution that led us to decide to deploy that with the new facility. And also some of the feedbacks we had the opportunity to correct or enhance the solution with the large scale deployment.
That's fantastic. And when you were building these solutions and deploying them, even at the pilot stage, what were the biggest challenges you all came across in deploying IoT solutions with indoors in a healthcare setting that maybe you didn't expect going into it, or things kind of looking back that you realized were a bigger challenge than you originally thought?
So a lot of challenges are about integration. So we have different systems being put in place within that new facility, even with a pilot. And obviously, they need to talk to each other to drive those automated workflows.
Okay.
And oftentimes, those new integrations, because we are kind of at the leading edge of those integration and the solutioning. And oftentimes, it's the first time being deployed in the real life environment. So it's a completely different as you would tested in the lab. So you will see a lot of different things that you probably would never see in the lab environment. And in addition to that, and in the middle of the implementation, we've been throwing a curveball called COVID. And that was a huge challenge for us, for our implementation team, for our vendors. And I still remembered at the time, the installation crew, they had to come on site at midnight to start their shift, because we want to manage the capacity limit within that facility. So thanks to all the team members and all the vendors, their dedication helped us to achieve the ultimate goal.
So mentioning COVID, something I just thought about was, we've heard a lot about hospitals having to put a lot of their IoT initiatives on hold because of COVID, which makes a lot of sense. But did you all find any maybe potential new use cases or solutions that you're looking to you wanted to deploy that would help a situation like a pandemic or a health crisis that would cause an influx in, patients, influx in visitors? In the future, is there something that maybe came out of the pandemic that you all took from it and were like, hey, we need to build a solution to help solve this that maybe we wouldn't have realized otherwise if the pandemic, let's say, did not happen?
Yes, so a lot of lessons learned through the pandemic in the last year and a half. And one of the things we look at it was the virtual visit.
Okay.
And that's a huge thing, because we had that solution in the past, before COVID even, but the utilization wasn't very high at the time. Okay. And as we are able to quickly deploy and expand that solution to most of the physicians, it provides additional a way for them to continue to provide services for our patients. As example, you know, at the starting of the COVID, the hospital is kind of in a lockdown situation, and we have clinics inside of the hospital. The patients cannot come in. So that's kind of had a huge problem at the beginning of that. And as we were able to quickly deploy the virtual visit solution for our physicians and for our patients, it's kind of eased that problem. So that's definitely something I think will be continuously needs to be deployed and enhanced over time.
That makes a lot of sense. I've seen that in, you know, medical offices, big and small hospitals, you know, physical therapy places, you know, just kind of get into that virtual aspect, which, you know, the pandemic kind of really amplified the importance and the value of that. So that makes a lot of sense. One question I kind of had is a follow-up to almost everything you've been mentioning throughout this conversation is, from a leadership perspective within a hospital, the decision makers that are, you know, analyzing the success of these solutions, what kind of data matter most to you all? And how do you foresee this new type of data that you're able to collect from IoT benefiting the hospital kind of over time in the long run?
Yeah, currently we have a variety of real-time dashboards and reports for our frontline nurses and even for managers to make operational decisions. Yep. And also we produce reports for our leadership team to make cross-functional and strategic decisions. Okay. As we are able to collect more data at our new facilities through IoT, we will integrate real-time data with the historical data to push them through the predictive analytics and machine learning. Yep. So we think as we collect more data, we will be able to get to a point to start alert the likelihood of event and outcomes before they occur.
Gotcha.
And to further reduce risk and improve the outcome of care.
And how do you see, you know, IoT technologies, we talked about RTLS here, how do you see all that playing into the future of healthcare, not just within your own hospitals, but, you know, hospitals around the world, different kinds of medical facilities? How do we kind of see, or I guess, how do you all see IoT and RTLS and other technologies like that playing a role in that future development? And kind of what does the future of hospitals and smart hospitals really look like in your mind?
Yeah, in our mind, it's like, for example, we just use RTLS example. It's like a GPS service, right? Okay. So you just imagine on your own cell phone, you turn on your GPS, and then you will be able to enable a lot of workflows and automation. And in the healthcare facility, it's the same. And if we are we are able to track our patients, track our equipment within the facility, and then we are able to layer this with other data we have. So, for example, we can feed those data into our EMR system. And when, for example, when a nurse is prepares for IV infusion in the EMR, and the system can automatically pop up and inform the nurse where's the nearest available IV pump. Gotcha. So they can go and get it. So that's just the one of the examples it can automate and help the nurses to get their work done more efficiently.
And one of the last questions I want to ask you before we wrap up here is, from your side of things, or maybe just personally, what are you most excited about for the future of smart hospitals, the technologies that are coming out? What are you hoping is, you know, is enabled by these technologies? And just, I guess, generally, what excites you the most about IoT and in the hospital setting?
Yeah, the most excited about it is we have this platform, integrated systems, and it can generate a lot of potentials and different opportunities. For us, it's the sky's unlimited. And we are able to use, for example, you know, as we have the indoor RTLS system, we can layer up another application to guide the patients from A to B inside of the facility, which would have could be done through like Google Maps.
Right.
In all those settings. Right. And there are a lot of this kind of possibilities still exist, and we will continue to expand our offering to our clinicians, to our patients, based on this current platform. And those are, you know, once every time we have a new problem statement comes up, I say, yeah, probably the technology can help you solve that problem. So those are the most exciting moments for me.
Fantastic. And the last question I want to ask you here is, what advice do you have for companies out there, medical space or not, that you know, you may be able to kind of share around how you can go about selecting not just the right technology, but also the right company to work with when you're starting down your IoT journey. Because I know you all work with Centrac, and you probably went through a process to select Centrac to be, you know, be your partner for these solutions. So how do you just generally, what general advice do you have for companies looking to go down their IoT journey on how to best select not just the technology, but also the company they work with?
Yeah, so you know, there are a lot of solutions up there, mm-hmm. and if you, my advice is, if you have the opportunity, I would suggest you pilot a solution within your existing facility, and even at a smaller scale, and even with like one unit, because the real life pilot would provide you with a lot more that you would never see from a demo or from a test lab.
Right.
I think that's probably number one, and the second one is. You need to involve end users, you need to involve clinicians, mm-hmm. stakeholders during the selection and the pilot process, because their active participation is critical to ensure the technology truly meets their needs.
Right. That's fantastic. I think, you know, we've asked a lot of the experts on the show a very similar question for their particular industry, and it all resonates around the same principles. So I think, you know, it's very well vetted now that is the exact approach you should be taking to get started on your IoT journey to ensure the best chance of success. So this has been fantastic. I appreciate you taking the time here to share kind of the insights into the smart hospital space, also with what you all are doing at your hospitals. Is there anything new or exciting coming out on your end, maybe from McKenzie Health, that we should be on the lookout for, we could pay attention to kind of see new deployments of technology, new solutions you're building to solve certain problems, or anything that's just, you know, on the horizon that may be worth following on?
Yeah, so basically we opened a new hospital, I think less than 6 months ago, and we are kind of in a stage to make sure our solutions are being optimized for the next stage.
Sure.
And obviously we're looking to additional integration. For example, we want to reroute some of the alerts through our unified communication systems, and we were looking to different opportunities up there and to fully utilize those platforms. So we want to focus more on add more value from the existing investment rather than deploy a brand new system. So this is where we want to look into and focus in the next few years.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that approach is a good one. You know, we've talked to a lot of companies about how they're able, once they start building down or going down an IoT path, they're able to build on top of it as opposed to starting new solutions from scratch and basically just continue to create a smarter, better environment. And it sounds like that's the exact path you are on, which is great. Last question before I let you go. And if anybody out there is listening and wants to follow up with any questions, or maybe wants to dive more into what you all are doing just to learn or chat, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah. Maybe I can put my email up there so you can just shoot me email. My email, felix.zen@mckenziehealth.ca. I'm welcome to any comments, any feedbacks, or any new ideas.
Awesome. Well, we'll make sure we include that in our description. We'll link it in everything that we kind of post about this episode. But Felix, this has been a great conversation, a topic we haven't talked a lot about. We haven't been able to have any experts from the hospitals and medical space be on the show. So I really appreciate you doing this. I've really enjoyed it. And I think our audience is going to get a ton of value out of it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, everyone, thanks again for joining us this week on the IoT for All podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, please leave a rating or review and be sure to subscribe to our podcast on whichever platform you're listening to us on. Also, if you have a guest you'd like to see on the show, please drop us a note at ryan@iotforall.com, and we'll do everything we can to get them as a future guest. Other than that, thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.